KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201 DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
Benjamin Booker came to prominence with his blues-inspired indie rock. However, his new album, Lower, takes its cues from bands like the Jesus and Mary Chain and hip-hop duo Mobb Deep. In the last 8 years, Booker's moved from New Orleans to L.A. to Australia and then back again. He went minimalist with his music making, aiming to record only with a computer at his side.
It made things a lot easier. Because it made me realize, I guess, that there's no wrong way to do it. It's whatever you want it to be.
Sonically, the album pulls no punches. Lyrically, too. One song, Same Kind of Lonely, drops in audio from a school shooting. It's meant to be uncomfortable.
When you're making music, I mean, it's supposed to mimic life, right? So all I was trying to do is to do that with the songs, to just have the violence kind of hit you out of nowhere.
We'll check out tracks from Lower and check in with Benjamin Booker today on World Cafe. And hey, I am Kaleo. Thanks for being here. Benjamin Booker up after this Michael Stipe cover of Joseph Arthur, In the Sun.
I picture you in the sun, wondering what went wrong, and falling down on your knees, asking for sympathy, and being caught in between all you wish for and all you've seen, and trying to find anything you can feel that you can believe in. May God's love be with you always. May God's love be with you. I know I would apologize if I could see in your eyes, 'cause when you showed me myself, you know, I became someone else. But I was caught in between all you wish for and all you need. I picture you fast asleep, a nightmare comes, you can't keep awake. I don't know anymore what it's for. I'm not even sure if there is anyone who's in the sun. Will you help me to understand? 'Cause I've been caught in between all you wish for and all you need. And maybe you're not even sure what it's for any more than me. May God's love be with you always. May God's love be with you.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Benjamin Booker's new album pulls no punches, sonically or lyrically. Lower is his first full-length album in 8 years. And unlike his punk meets blues self-titled debut, it doesn't give you something familiar to hold on to. Instead, it occasionally disorients you, corners you, and makes you sit with the uncomfortable. And it's absolutely magnetic. It's been a while since I've heard an album that left this kind of impression on me. Co-produced by esteemed beatmaker Kenny Siegel, it's a record that Booker said he couldn't make a decade ago. Today we'll talk about why he thinks that should always be the goal. And we will also talk candidly about the themes of several songs on Lower. And just a heads up, that will involve some discussion about racism, gun violence, and sexual topics. Our conversation in just a moment, but first, a track from the album, Pompeii Statues. It's Benjamin Booker on World Cafe. It's Benjamin Booker. The song is called Pompeii Statues, and it's from his long-awaited new album, Lower. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Benjamin is my guest today. It's great to see you again. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
To kind of understand the story of what's going on here with Lower, it's kind of important to point out like your trek since your sophomore album Witness came out in 2017. We mentioned LA. You moved to Australia and then back to New Orleans. You left your record label. You're on a new record label. The record sounds dramatically different than what you would hear on 2017's Witness, but it feels like the genesis of this record started coming off that album cycle. Like, where was your head at when you finished up doing all of the promotional stuff on the second record? Did you have an idea of where you wanted to go?
No, not at all. I couldn't have been in a worse headspace. I think that with that record, I mean, I love listening to it now, and I still enjoy it, and I feel like it represents me at that time. But musically, I think it felt like, even at the time that I was making it, like a transitional record. Like, I felt like I had ideas in my head of kind of what I wanted things to sound like, but I didn't really have the knowledge or skill to get there, you know what I mean? So it was just kind of, I spent a lot of time after that record, I guess, just trying to learn more about recording and playing and all those kinds of things.
Wow. As someone who loves being in the lab and learning new stuff, like YouTube tutorial videos are like my friend. Like, what was that process of kind of figuring out how to get those sounds out and onto a DAW?
Well, some of it was technical stuff, but the thing that really freed me up and made it possible for me to make the album was just, I watched this black metal documentary about these guys, and I guess it was Norway or something. It was about like Mayhem and you know, this group. And so the guy who had started basically black metal and come up with this like whole new genre of music, he was talking about how he went into a store and was like, give me the worst microphone that you have. Like, give me, you know what I mean? It was just like that kind of attitude of just not caring, just trying to do something different, just like a complete disrespect for kind of the old kind of like boomer kind of just like established way of recording stuff. And I think that freed me up, because I was like, I'm not going to buy all of these expensive outboard gear and like fancy microphones. I use like this $200 microphone that I'm using with you right now.
Yeah.
And it made things a lot easier. Because it made me realize, I guess, that there's no wrong way to do it. It's whatever you want it to be.
If you're just joining us on World Cafe, Benjamin Booker is my guest. His new album is available now. It is called Lower. I saw a couple of your musical North Stars, Jesus and Mary Chain, Mobb Deep, two great tastes that maybe haven't been considered together. Can you talk a little bit about those records as inspiration? I'm assuming the Mobb Deep, you know, particularly with the percussion, you can sense that. But and then the Jesus and Mary Chain with distortion, I imagine?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I really couldn't talk about making this record without talking about Kenny Siegel, who I co-produced the record with. He was a huge part of the making the record, the mixing and the rhythm section and everything. So shout out to him. But yeah, Mobb Deep, it was just one of those things that I was listening to at the time, and I just kept singing over it. Like, for some reason, the music was resonating with me in a way that I just couldn't help but make melodies over it. And then with Jesus and Mary Chain, I think I heard something about Brian Eno saying that when he heard like one of their songs, he was just like, congratulations, that's like the most vague sounding pop song I've ever heard. And I like that idea of just like it's like an impressionistic version of like a song, like this kind of like it's not it's the opposite of punchy. It's just like as far away from like what the kind of stuff I was doing before as possible. So combining like the kind of like hard hitting drums with that guitar sound, kind of like using it as just kind of a layer, was interesting to me.
You talked a little bit about Kenny Siegel. You know, his background is hip hop, but he has a little bit of rock experience. I was thinking about, you know, Billy Woods, Arm & Hammer, Lucid, you know, that's his bread and butter, but that was some of the most rock hip hop, I guess. I don't know how to describe it. Like, why did you want to work with him, or how did you pick what he was doing out and going, that's what I need, that's the person I wanted to be with?
Well, so for this record, I mean, the big things were kind of combining kind of like singer-songwriter music with the abstract hip hop, with elements of electronics, specifically like ambient music and kind of like late 80s, early 90s indie rock kind of stuff. So to do those things right, to combine them in the right way, I didn't want to water them down. I wanted to, you know, respect them, to show that I did care about them. I'm not trying to water them down, like I said. Kenny was coming from a background where he grew up as like a Nine Inch Nails kid and then got into drum and bass and then got into hip hop. So he has experience with all of those and is like a real fan of all of those genres. So when I heard his album with Billy Woods, this album called Hiding Places, I knew that he was like that. You can just hear it. The guitar sounds are guitar sounds that you would hear in like great rock albums. And not like when you listen to hip hop, most of the time it's just like these cheesy hair metal guitars and like stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's people who are like, let's throw some guitar on this and like bring in the session musician to play like something over
the rap rock sort of paint by numbers,
right,
kind of
they
thing.
Don't
yeah,
actually, they don't have taste in that genre. You
sure.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, because so to them, it's just a guitar. Any guitar right. will do. Yeah.
Right. But the point to me was like, okay, what singer songwriter music do I like? What's the great stuff? What's the great hip hop that I like? What's the good stuff? What's the ambient stuff that I like? The really good stuff, and to really pull from those things, and not to just do some kind of approximation of those genres.
It's World Cafe. Benjamin Booker is my guest. The new album is called Lower. Time to get into another song. Same Kind of Lonely. Just a heads up to our audience. This song features audio of a school shooting that takes, I imagine it's supposed to be jarring. I knew it was coming based on, you know, doing research, but it was still jarring to hear. And it's juxtaposed with sounds of hearing your daughter. Can you talk about why you wanted to add those two clips and sort of use them as a mirror or join them together?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I don't know, if you're my age, like 35, growing up when I was 10, there was Columbine happened, you know, then we had like 9/11. There's just been like a constant stream of just like horrific, violent events. And it just comes out of nowhere, you know, you live your life and then these things happen and then you go back to whatever you're doing before. So when you're making music, I mean, it's supposed to mimic life, right? So all I was trying to do is to do that with the songs, to just have the violence kind of hit you out of nowhere, to three quarters of the way, I guess, through the album, and then to go back to the rest of the album. I mean, I wasn't trying to, I guess, like shock people in like a shock jock kind of way or something like that. I just, to me, art is supposed to mimic the world, you know.
It definitely hits pretty hard.
Yeah, and I have a kid, Ruby. Shout out to Ruby.
Hey, Ruby.
It definitely makes you think more about those things now, I guess.
Yeah. Let's have the audience listen to it. Here's Benjamin Booker, World Cafe, Same Kind of Lonely. Benjamin Booker on World Cafe. It's Same Kind of Lonely. It's from his third album, Lower, which is available now. Benjamin is my guest. I am Kaleo. This is World Cafe. In doing research, I learned you had a really interesting job when you were a journalism student in college at the University of Florida. You interviewed funeral directors. Is that true?
Oh, it wasn't specifically funeral home directors, but that I did interview a funeral home director. It was actually a really interesting story. He was somebody who had escaped from the Rosewood Massacre in Florida, where this woman accused a black man of, you know, and they burned the town down. And he and a bunch of kids had walked from there to Gainesville, and he opened up a funeral home. And so I interviewed him, but I mean, I interviewed all kinds of people. To be honest with you, it was one of the best times of my life. I loved just talking to people like that, you know what I mean?
Okay, so you talked to all of these different people in different walks of life. Was it specific because you were like interviewing people about their jobs, or was it something else, or was it just part of the assignment?
Well, if you're in journalism school, you have to do like 3 stories a week. I would have to do just like constant stories. Like, so I can't remember what that was specifically about, but it was just like me constantly interviewing people. I also worked for this oral history archive, so I was doing that too.
Wow.
But I kind of grown up as a fan of Alan Lomax and like all these people traveling around with like the WPA and stuff, and recording people and doing field recordings and oral history kind of stuff. Like the first album cover that I have has like something from like the Library of Congress archive, a photo. So I'm one of those people who's just like constantly on the archive, just like scoping stuff out and listening. That's how I found out about Rebecca Latimer Felton, who one of the songs is named after her.
Yeah. I guess we'll go there since you just brought it up, but like,
can you say it on the?
I can't say the full song title on the radio, but it has a provocative song title. I'll say that for our audience. You can check out the record on streaming or on Bandcamp to get the full title. But I am curious about sort of the provocation involved with that, because I imagine there's probably been a song written about this woman who was a U.S. senator for a day and the last person to own a slave. Just surreal to say that, but you kind of put it out there like, hey, notice this, look at this. Where do you go from, that's an interesting story, to I want to write a song about that?
Well, to be honest with you, I was very kind of like influenced by, there's this writer, Jeremy O'Harris, who wrote Slave Play. This play that kind of like has to do with interracial relationships and sex and racism and how it plays into kind of interactions between the sexes and races and those kinds of things. And I just thought about this woman who was very kind of like anti-black and like pro-lynching, like not just like I don't like black people, but we should hang these people. And it just reminded me of those, you know how they catch like these anti-gay lawmakers in hotels all the time with some dude. It's like, come on, man, like I just felt like this lady was probably into black guys. I bet you should like black guys. So the song kind of just like imagines her, I guess, like lusting after one of her slaves, you know.
Without giving away too much, let's listen to a little bit of the song from the new album by Benjamin Booker.
From the porch, touch yourself.
Benjamin Booker, it's a little bit of the song Rebecca Latimer Felton, that is from his new album Lower, which is available now. Benjamin Booker is my guest on World Cafe. So on Ask Me Anything, someone asked you about Slow Dance. I had to Ask Me Anything on Reddit. Someone asked about the song Slow Dance in a gay bar, and you said you'll never tell the story of the song. So I am going to ask you, because this is an interview, what can you tell me about this song?
I mean, to me, the song is about just kind of like, in general, just, I feel like there are points in your life where something happens and it feels like you're literally just born again. Like you, the colors are more vivid, that you see life in a different way that you did before. It hasn't happened to me very often, but I'm sure a few times in my life. So the song was really about that. But I mean, I think that somebody was trying to ask me specifically if I had like gone out with somebody, which the song is semi about somebody, but I'm not gonna out people here on that.
Sure. Oh no.
You know what really intrigued me about the song is, and I don't want to give too much away about the album, but there are moments in the record that are pretty sonically aggressive and lyrically, you know, it can be intense and kind of bleak. And I felt like listening to this song was a moment of solace. Like there was this, not serenity, but there was this security in this song where it felt really genuine and sweet. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of cynicism involved with it, but I might be misreading it. I never want to be too presumptuous. But
no, totally. I think that though there was a kind of like happiness and like true joy experiencing that moment, just kind of, I guess for me personally, like when it came to like my sexuality, I think there was a point where I was just like, you know what, I'm into everything. You know what I mean? Like I've been attracted to fat people, skinny people, men, women, like dwarves, tall people. Like it doesn't matter to me. Like so I think that getting to a place where you are honest with yourself and feel free, there is a kind of serenity to it. You know what I mean? Like the freedom is happiness, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and hopefully people feel that when they listen to it.
Well, let's take a listen to it right now. This is Slow Dance at a Gay Bar. It's Benjamin Booker here on World Cafe.
Just one.
Here on World Cafe, it's Benjamin Booker. The song is Slow Dance at a Gay Bar. The new album is available now. It's called Lower. Benjamin, so good to catch up. Thanks for coming on. Congrats on the new album, and let's run it back soon. Is it cool? Hold on. And let's run it back again someday, all right?
Thank you for having me so much. Appreciate it.
I'm Kaleo, back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. I really dug that talk with Benjamin Booker, who is a little bit of a troll. I very much appreciate that. But he also has a really interesting vantage of how to work and operate within an industry that he probably has no interest in partaking in, which is not an easy thing to navigate. New album, Lower, like I said, one of a kind record. Might not be for everyone, but I was really impressed. It's available now. Hat tip to our producer, Miguel Perez, for his work on the session. Let's get back into music with Gorillaz. Here's Clint Eastwood.
Glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think so. I command you to panoramic view. Look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose. All you different crews, chicks and dudes. So you think it's really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a picture too. Like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to those, the definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one toke. You're psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
The essence, the basics, without it you make it. Allow me to make this childlike in nature. Rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy, I'm in them. Every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes, I see destruction and demise. Corruption in the skies from this enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lives through rust. So not his muscles, but percussion he provides. For me as a guide, y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye. You perceive with your mind, that's the end. So I'ma stick around with Russ and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes so motherfuckers remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you could survive when law is lawless. Right. Feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember that it's all in your head.
Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Hey, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. My future
It's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future.
Listening to World Cafe.
Thank you.
Casey Musgraves, Cardinal, off of Deeper Well, and David Bowie with Fashion. Back in a minute with new music from Bruce Springsteen on World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Bruce Springsteen has a new album. Correction. He has seven new albums. Correction. They're not new albums. They're previously recorded material between 1983 and 2018. But who cares? It's new Bruce to all of us. Tracks 2, The Lost Albums, comes out June 27th. Here's something from it. Rain in the River.
Hey, hey. Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Shumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumigan Corporation, Hometown Values and Service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.